This is the Happy Monday episode of the Guy R. Cook Report. This one is December 15th, Happy Monday, and that typo will be corrected because the fact of the matter is today is December the 18th. So before I get to do that, let's talk in terms of what today's episode is about. We found a post, really well done. Reggie Stephenson did a post that says, wouldn't you like to know the 6 easy steps to write a great blog post? I thought to myself, that would be kind of nice. So let's go take a look at that, shall we? I click on the link, and as if by magic, bazinga, there it is. We'll talk about page load times, etc., another episode of the Guy R. Cook Report. But today, we're seeing that this has got a well-laid-out blog. Digital Dimensions for You is the website, and the link will be in the show notes to get to this, as they just saw me click on it. And to get to the show notes, of course, you go to theguyrcookreport.podbean.com, right? So, step one, research about your audience. If you're writing a post for web development, there's some groups for web developers, for coders on Facebook. Find them and target that group, okay? What they have in mind for their projects might well be parallel or are fed by the ideas you're presenting here. In the planning stage, there's a couple elements of the planning stage. You pick your topic, you write up an outline, do the research, and the research might be, and this is going back to picking the topic. One of the things I've tried recently is I go to Google and I'll say, like I was doing research for the SEO tips, and I said, well, what if I just type in letters SEO space, and then what are the elements that Google thinks are the prime search criteria or search queries that are done? And so I looked at that, and it comes up and looks like this. We get to this query, and it says SEO space, and then it comes up with suggestions based on most sought-after queries. Most searches are done. Most of the time, people are looking for SEO company. Then it's followed by the other ones listed there: services, tutorial, meaning, tools, jobs, techniques, Google, agency, Power Suite. That is the part of the research that's done. We'll look back at the notes. Okay, we're back to the notes. So that was touching on research. And we scroll down. The next step that he talks about, composing a catchy headline. Now, one of the ways that you can do a catchy headline is, I used a tool last night when I was researching for Tuesday's episode. It's a Advanced Marketing Institute's Headline Analyzer. And they look at the emotional value of the headline that you've done, and they score it accordingly. And that being said, you can go in and sort of tweak and touch and work on the headline. And maybe composing a catchy headline isn't the best phrase. Maybe, and writing that headline, make it catchy. Use the best tools that are available to you. I use a thing from the American Marketing Institute to analyze the headline and make it that much better and stronger. The next element, or the next step, I guess you should say, is writing the post. And simply the introduction, the body of the post, the conclusion. The beginning, the middle, the end. Enough said. Get that done? And you move on to the next thing of editing your blog post. Read the post out loud, or if you get access to the tool Grammarly, there's a link there in the show notes on his page. Grammarly is going to give you a better blog post because it's going to look at the balance, the flow of it, in terms of just the mechanical things, elements that it needs to have. Finally, publish your blog post and get that done and get it up online. And there you have it, the 6 steps to publish a better blog post. And we thank Mr. Stephenson from the Digital Dimensions for You. His blog is available online. There's a link for it right there in the notes. The people that are responsible in part for the creation and the endurance and the longevity of this podcast, and of course I'm talking about Fraser Ramsey from Edinburgh, Scotland, Eileen Smith from EileenSmith.com, and all of the people in Friends Just Chatting. That's a Facebook group that you should explore. You can get to all of those if you go and look at the show notes. And that, of course, is available to you on the Guy or Cook Report. If you go to About Guy at the top there, let me get back to the show notes. I'll show you. And at the show notes, you'll see the Contact Guy up here at the top. You click on that. And then the menu comes down and it'll say credits for the Guy or Cook Report right there at the bottom. Or, speaking of the bottom, you can scroll clear to the bottom of the page like so, and there's a text link there in the notes that says credits. And I thank you for joining us today on the Guy or Cook Report. It's a happy Monday. Have a great week. I want to thank the patrons for supporting our show. And at this point, there's nothing else to say but one thing. It's a wrap.